Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And let's head out to that dial pad guest line. We've got our 95.7 The Game NFL insider, Adam Kaplan. Adam is brought to you by California Bank of Commerce, the premier business bank. Adam, we're talking about the 49ers' next three games versus the Packers, at the Ravens, at the Saints. I mean, this is tough as a three-game stretch as it gets. What are you expecting from this stretch from them?
So, guys, good to be with you. Yeah, I saw the tweet from the 95.7 The Game Twitter account yesterday, and I said 2-1. I still think that. The thing that has surprised me, despite being such a young team, guys, is that how good they are on the road. You typically don't see this as a young team, and that's a great sign that they'll be able to handle the pressure of playing on the road in a what we call a high-leverage situation, which is going to be that these next three or four games are going to be extremely challenging. So, and obviously Sunday night being at home, the game that, by the way, was flexed, that's a huge one for them. And we'll see who's going to be available, because that's the key here is whether Kittle's going to be available. That's the key to it. But this is going to be fun. I think 2-1 is being very reasonable with that schedule. But again, to sum it up, I think it's extremely important that people understand how hard it is in the National Football League to win on the road. And I would argue there's been really no better team on the road this season. It doesn't seem to matter where they play. They just play well every week.
Yeah, Adam, I'm with you. And this is the beautiful thing about sports. It's a roller coaster. And I want you to take me to the Adam Kaplan roller coaster. When Arizona scored, Murray ran it in. The Niners are getting the ball. Can you share with us, were you shocked that the game was again that close against the Cardinals, and what you saw and how Jimmy got it done? Because he threw two bad interceptions in that game.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, you know, it's funny when you talk, first of all, when you talk about plus-minus margin, if you compare last year, okay, they were terrible with plus-minus. They were minus 25. Second worst in the National Football League, really. They turned it over 32 times last season. So that can't happen. And this season they're plus 5 through 10 games. Green Bay, the opponent's plus 9. So that's, for the most part, they're winning because they're not turning over and they're getting turnovers. But this last game, see, when Jeff Wilson scored, I actually had to look up what number that was, because they weren't totally sure who it was. I was like, Jeff, what the hell is he doing in the game? I mean, I was shocked. I was like, Jeff, what a play. Boy, the fans went absolutely out of their mind. And what I think is interesting about the 49er crowd is, I've been to two games at Levi Stadium. Both the crowd was really not into it. The first one was when they opened the Eagles. The opening year, it was either Chip – what was their first year, 2014?
Oh, 2014, yeah. They opened against the Bears on Sunday night, and they also played the Eagles that year, Chip Kelly, for sure.
Awful game. Yep. Yeah, it was an awful game where the Eagles got like three defensive touchdowns, but somehow I think they lost that game. I think when you really look at it, the crowd now, they see how good this team is, and it's always nice to be surprised. No one was thinking that it would be like this. But I'll tell you what, this Green Bay team is so fun to watch. They are so athletic on defense. They're going to give the Niners problems because the Niners are not very deep at receiver, and the Green Bay Packers, if they're not the deepest at corner, they're one of the deepest at corner. This is going to be a fun game Sunday night.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers coming to town, the quarterback that got away from the 49ers after they drafted Alex Smith, number one overall, and Rodgers drops to 24. We don't need to revisit that situation, Adam. But you're right about this Levi's crowd. Every game this year, they've gotten louder and louder and louder. And I'm sitting there as a fan at this past game when they were down 16-0. It was like a funeral. They were shell-shocked. The Niners were shell-shocked. As soon as Richie James Jr. came through with that screen, the crowd got loud. And they're going to need it against this Packers team. But back to Garoppolo for a second. A lot of people are still critical of him, Adam, despite him throwing 45 times and completing 34 of those passes. He's been able to bounce back after turnover every single game. Yet the Jackals are still out there for Jimmy Garoppolo.
Well, you're concerned, though, about the turnovers. He's responsible for all but three of them this season with the turnovers and interceptions, so that certainly is a concern. But overall, he's getting better each week. He's still making some big, high-quality throws. Because I remember being on your show earlier in the season when they were blowing out teams, the question was, and you guys had asked me, what will happen when he's asked to win games. Well, you've now seen it. He's had to do it against Arizona twice. When it seemingly looked in this game like, what in the heck is going on here? It was kind of like the Viking-Bronco game where the Broncos were down 20-0. And I remember talking to the Vikings last season about it. They played a game against Buffalo where they were embarrassed at home. They never came back. Kirk Cousins was terrible in that game where he threw his way out of it this past game. But the other thing is when the run game is not special and they have to win it, that's a great sign for Garoppolo. You could talk about a couple bad plays, but he's shown now that he could win games for them, and that's very important.
Adam, the 49ers gave up some points the last 3 weeks and maybe didn't quite look like themselves against two mobile quarterbacks, Kyler Murray and Russell Wilson. They face Rodgers, not quite in that category, but then they play Lamar Jackson. Do you think there's something to those type of quarterbacks giving this particular team a little more trouble than, let's say, traditional drop-back guys?
Yes, Stan, I think, well, first of all, Lamar Jackson is unlike, other than Michael Vick, anyone I've seen in my years coming to the league, so that's an outlier. But, yeah, maybe a little bit, but not having Quan Alexander, I certainly think is going to be a problem. You don't worry about Rodgers so much, but you worry about Lamar Jackson in 2 weeks. If you look at the rest of their schedule, and then obviously if that game means something, the Week 17 game at the Seahawks, which certainly against Russell Wilson, you want that. And obviously you saw what Russell Wilson did in the one loss that they had in the overtime game. I think there might be something to it. Kyler Murray, the numbers aren't eye-popping, but he has kept them in the game, and they've certainly had some big plays. But don't let that final score, 36-26, fool you. We know what happened at the end of that game. The Cardinal offense, because they spread the field so much, certainly is challenging. But I think overall, when we look at the Niners roster, they're always going to keep in it because the young kids have developed so well so quickly. Whereas last season, we kind of scratched our head and were saying, wait a minute, why aren't these guys developing? Were they sure or developing now, and give the coaches a lot of credit?
Nick Bosa, I called him dominant this season, said he still is, Adam, in the running for DPOY, but the last three games, no sacks. And I asked the fellas here, Bonte, I said, you know, does that mean anything to you? I'm not saying he's playing bad, but, you know, they're doing stunts and chipping him. But when you're dominant, Adam, I want to know, do you expect him to get through that, and are you shocked no sacks the last 3 weeks?
Yeah, I think, Guru, when you look at Bosa, he's still active in the run game, and what we call force plays, where he forces the ball inside, where the running back doesn't want to go. I thought they did a good job, by the way, overall. I know Murray, because he ran for 67 yards, you're going to scratch your head and go, well, how do you say they did a good job against the run? But Kenyon Drake, who was incredible when he was acquired from the Dolphins, they did a good job against him. They limited a bunch of their big plays. I also thought that they were very disciplined against Murray. You know, Murray only had 150 yards passing, and that's very important. Like, they didn't give up any big plays. And getting back Witherspoon last week was really, really key. Whatever he could give them going forward is going to be appreciated. I know Mosley's playing now, but whatever they can get from that secondary is going to be very important.
Adam, you brought up how the Packers are fun to watch. What makes them fun to watch for you? Is it Aaron Jones in that running game? Is it Matt LaFleur kind of checking Aaron Rodgers and building a rapport? Is it Devontae Adams being healthy and helping out that passing game? What makes the Packers fun to watch, and what makes them a challenge for this Niners team on Sunday?
All right, so let's pick up on Devontae Adams. He had a significant turf toe injury. He missed significant time. He actually hurt it against the Eagles in a game where he was probably going to set a personal record. Had he not suffered that turf toe injury on that Sunday night game very early in the season, he probably would have had over 200 yards in that game. The Eagles couldn't stop him. And then he had missed a lot of time. He had said it was really bad. So the game before the bye, he looked really good. That was the snow game at home against Carolina. But the problem that they're having, and this actually will help the Niners, they're getting next to no production, very little production opposite Adams. Valdez Scantling, mm-hmm, has not had a good follow-up season. He's the big kid, a 6'5 kid. Geronimo Allison has not had the breakout season they were hoping for. Lazard, who they sign off the Jaguars practice squad, keep an eye on him. He's got some ability. Jimmy Graham is every once in a while does something. They're just not getting a lot out of it. That's why you're seeing Aaron Jones, who almost single-handedly beat the Chiefs a couple weeks ago. He did a great job in the pass game. So for the Niner defense, and not having Quan Alexander is going to be a problem. You're going to need to get physical with him. He's been devastating in the pass game. Jamal Williams, they have a 1-2 punch. He's their power runner with Jones' speed. And it's Davante Adams. Those are the three guys, when you watch the game Sunday night, those are the three guys to keep an eye on.
Thank you so much, Adam. As always, appreciate it.
Guys, thank you.
All right, Adam Kaplan. He's brought to you by California Bank of Commerce, the premier business bank.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.